Welcome to The Economy and You, a five-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your daily life. On today's program, the Economic Program Oversight Committee provides a report on Jamaica's economic performance under the government's economic reform program since the start of the new financial year. I'm Arroyo Eubanks. Stay tuned. The Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, has signaled its approval of the government's stewardship of the economic reform program for the first 2 months of the current fiscal year, which began in April. Co-chair of EPOC, Richard Biles, says current figures and economic indicators show that April and May were particularly good months for the country, with figures for May showing that revenues were 5.2% ahead of target, while expenditures were 7.6% less than projected. This, he says, has led to Jamaica having revenues of $1.25 billion above target and expenditures of $3.34 billion less than budgeted so far for fiscal year 2015-2016. This resulted in the country recording a cumulative primary surplus of $2.8 billion, which is $4.4 billion better than the projected target.
Generally, a good May that supported April and produced result that is in excess of budget by $4.4 billion.
Mr. Biles also notes that at the end of June, the country's net international reserves, NIR, stood at $2.1 billion, well ahead of the projected target of $1.3 billion. The NIR represents contingency funds that can enable the country to survive severe external shocks to cope with shifts in investor confidence and natural disasters.
During the month of June, we paid out $350 million some government debt. So notwithstanding the payout of this debt of $350 million, the NIR remains considerably ahead of target.
Two other strong economic indicators that continue to record strong performances for the country are remittance inflows and tourism arrivals. Between January and March, remittances stood at $471 million, up 1.8% for the same period last year. For May, gross earnings in the tourism sector stood at $2.25 billion. Mr. Biles is also commending the Ministry of Finance for achieving International Monetary Fund IMF prescribed primary balance target of $17 billion for June. He says based on discussions with ministry officials, Jamaica is on track to satisfy all the requirements by the IMF for June. Touching on the subject of the ongoing public sector wage negotiations, Mr. Biles expressed the hope that both sides are able to settle the matter as quickly and as amicably as possible, noting that if the process remains protracted, it stands to hinder the progress being made under the economic reform program.
I would say that EPOC is generally quite positive in its outlook on the government's implementation of the program. However, we see the wage negotiation as a potential risk to two very important quantitative targets. The primary balance, of course, but also the wage to GDP. We really are anxious to see this negotiation be settled and settled in a manner that doesn't do harm to or put at risk the quantitative targets.
Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, Richard Biles. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Arroyo Eubanks for producer Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
Come everybody, make it time the line.
The Independence Village returns to the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 6, as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53. Join the lunch hour concert, food court, kiddies village, and the lively discussion forum every day, free from noon till 5 p.m. with paid nightly entertainment. Take a selfie at the Promenade of Pride, play a game of dominoes, and so much more at the Independence Village, August 1 to 6. The best of Jamaican's culture on display. It's celebration time!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.